opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Afternoon, good evening, whatever time frame you may be listening in. I am your host, Andrea James, and you have tuned in at the right time, at the right place to today's entrepreneur. And I want to thank my father for waking me up. He let me sleep in a little bit this morning as he knew that I had a busy weekend, but he always gets me up right on time. So thank you, my father, that you woke me up. Mommy, daddy, ancestors, I got an internet radio show. And for those on the line for the very first time, welcome. And for those who are listening in, like, hey, Tony, I know you and your crew listen in each and every week, and I don't want to disappoint. And at this time, I say, live your dreams, never give up. Even in the case of this morning, I checked with the person that was supposed to be my featured entrepreneur today, but he wasn't ready. He said he won't be ready until there's one more thing that he has to do. And I said, okay, so today you're lighting that match that's going to spark what you're going to be doing from this day forward. And he said, yes, Andrea. So I said, okay, this has happened before. When you get lemonade, what do? You make lemonade. I'm already thirsty. I need a big glass of lemonade this morning. But there, nonetheless, we will move forward. And I am so excited because now I realize not to panic when plan A doesn't work. You go to plan B. So this is another segment on plan B when plan A doesn't work. So today is this month, really, I believe March is dedicated to women in whatever sector, whether it be health, whether it be finance, whether it be a mom that's working from home, as the hardest job there is a mom, keeping the family together and the kids. Maybe she has a stay-at-home business, also deal with the husband, not deal with him, but support him as well. Sometimes moms being entrepreneurs, staying at home, or getting out into the workforce, moms take on a lot of responsibilities, and so do dads. So before I forget, let me say Happy Mother's Day and Happy Father's Day to those mothers and fathers out there that are entrepreneurs outside of the workplace, outside in the workplace, or staying at home. Either way, you are an entrepreneur because you stay at home. That's a business right there in itself, a social important business in keeping the home front, keeping the house looking good, keeping the kids on track with homework and after school activities. So many kids and their parents are busy today. And when a family stays and prays and works together, you keep the family unit strong. So I welcome also any entrepreneurs that may be calling in at 866-510-9025. Hit **, and I will see you. If you want to make a comment, question, or concern, or just want to give kudos to Andrea, James, and hey, let me know that you listen to the show and how you like it. Or if you have an entrepreneur that I might be interested in, please call and let me know at 866-510-9025. So if you're listening for the very first time, I thank you. And if you're a regular listener, again, I thank you, right place at the right time. But over the weekend, let me tell you what, one of the things that I did, I don't know how many people on the line remember this iconic group from the late 60s, 70s called the Delphonics. I had an opportunity between the Spinners or the Delphonics. And I said, okay, let me go see the Delphonics. I've seen the Spinners before, and Spinners, they definitely put on an excellent show themselves. But I wanted to go and see the Delphonics, and I put what I did on Facebook. I recorded one of their songs while they were singing live. And it was, the show was just, they performed as if you paid an exorbitant amount of money. Everybody in that theater Saturday night, which was a fundraiser for, I think it's called See a Man, Be a Man organization. It was a fundraiser, and Be a Man, See a Man, Be a Man sponsors a student, buy a suit, change a life. And I'm sure that Delphonics raised a lot of money. Plus, they had good old soul food down there as well. And so whenever you have good music, good soul food, and a place where the acoustics are good, everybody will come out and have a good time. And that's what happened on Saturday evening down at Leimert Park at the world-renowned, famous Barbara Morrison Theater. That's where the event was held. And it was standing room only. It was off the chain. Everybody who was up in there Saturday night had a great time. From the people waiting for the peach cobbler to come back to greens and sausage and chicken to macaroni and cheese, and it was for a worthy cause. But that was, I remember the Delphonics when they were the first go around, and they, the original members, the lead singer, he's no longer touring with the group, so they had a gentleman that stepped in, and he, you thought that you had the original Delphonics on stage, but every second of that show was awesome. They took you back to New Orleans, and it was a show that I know everyone up in that Barbara Morrison Theater Saturday night, located in Leimert Park, was off the chain. Barbara Morrison's always, she's also putting together a museum there in Leimert Park to help preserve our music in jazz and music period. But it was, again, it was standing room only. It was sold out, and they even had a bar for those people that wanted libations. But I am definitely going to follow up, because in going to this event Saturday night, I learned some things about what we're secretly doing in our community. Not really secretly, but it's not, it's positive, so the word's not getting out. But there's, I'm definitely going to follow up on some of the people that I met there. I saw a dear friend of mine who is a fifth generation herbalist, holistic practitioner, and a motivational speaker. And his tagline is live long and prosper. And I hadn't seen him for a while, so we connected even before I left there. He gave me specific instructions. Andrea, make sure I get your contact information. And sure enough, he did. And that was, so that's, I'm glad that I went. I also stopped by the Black-owned bookstore there in Leimert Park, S1 Books. And they've moved several times over the last 10, 15 years, but hopefully now they're in a stable place there in Leimert Park. And unfortunately, the building that they were at before, a gentleman told me down at Esawan that where they were before, the owner wasn't happy with his life anymore. So that was the owner in the previous building. But we shouldn't buckle down no matter what we're going through as entrepreneurs, as leaders in our community. If we have problems, speak up. Tell somebody what's going on. Don't be afraid and don't let pride get in the way. If you need to talk about whatever your problem is, we should be able to uplift each other in our communities. And when we have problems, have a team of experts that you go to, mentors that will help you get through what your problems are, or business associates that got your back. Have a strong team in place, but the number one entity on and starter on your team should always be God. We should always make sure that he's first in our personal lives and in our business lives, because if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be able to do what we do on a regular basis, stepping out on faith. And that's what I've done each and every week. I step out on faith and support people in business, which I love doing. And it's my passion that we have. I'm meeting entrepreneurs each and every day. The ladies that did the catering for the fundraiser on Saturday night, when I left on Saturday night, they were sold out of everything. So what does that tell you? Where you have good food, good entertainment, good information, hopefully you're going to have a sellout. And that those are businesses with themselves. That whether we cook, whether we have a recipe book and we're authors, or we have motivational speakers, or we want to be a fire chief one day, or we want to repair people's credit. That's just by me showing up Saturday night and waiting for the program fundraiser to start at Barbara Morrison Theater. I had a chance to walk over to Esawan, and there were some very interesting conversations going on within Leimert Park at Esawan. There was a king and a queen, and they were talking about Trump and Obama and what Trump is now saying that Obama has done to help take the focus off of the current president is doing in the White House, saying that certain people bugged his phone. But yet he's trying to take the emphasis off on what he's doing in Washington. But we shouldn't be scared about what he's doing. We have too much on our plates as entrepreneurs to be worried about something that is going to happen and that person is in office. But we should be CEOs of our businesses, and that will keep us concentrating on what we need to do every day. But I met a gentleman named Mike that was there in Esawan, and he was in another conversation that I just happened to listen to. And Mike has a credit repair program going on that he is says that he, within a certain number of days, he can repair your credit. And he's also very, very, very intelligent young man. It's possible I'll have him on a future show. But he really enlightened me for the he's in his 30s, and he's been doing what he's been doing for almost, I'll say, 10 years or so. And he's very good at what he does. He has his own business in the Carson area, and he's changing people's credit. You said he has direct connect to the powers that be in credit. And that's another thing that we need to be very diligent about, is our credit, and that we have to keep our credit up. Try to get, make sure that you have good credit, whether it be personal or business, because that way, when it comes time for us to move forward in whatever sector, we don't have to worry about the credit. We've kind of had a been a we have a tendency to be scared of credit, but we shouldn't be scared. And that we have open lines today. So for those of you who want to call in, please feel free to do so at 866-510-9025. And if you have questions or comments, please hit **, and I will see you and I will recognize you. I see a couple of people are on the line this morning. One person is on the line this morning. She and I met last month over the phone when we were talking about, I called in, someone mentioned George Frazier, Dr. George Frazier, the networking guru. Oh my gosh, my hat is off to George Frazier. And so I put the word out in the universe that I would love to have Dr. George Frazier on a future Today's Entrepreneur and let him share his backstory for the years that he's been doing what he's doing, is connecting the dots in our community. But I met a young lady, and I happened to meet her by the driving service that I do on a part-time basis. And I was in Leimert Park a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday afternoon, and I'm normally in different areas, but this particular Saturday, and I'll take you back a step, where that morning, that Saturday morning, I woke up and I was listening to a well-known radio station here in Southern California, KGLH, owned by Stevie Wonder. Would love to have him on a future Today's Entrepreneur show. Why not put it out there? And I said, wow, there was a concert coming up, a Sweethearts concert coming up. And I said, wow, I sure would like to take myself to this live concert this evening to see Stephanie Mills, Eric Darius, and there was another well-known group here in the Southern California area. I said, what a wonderful day for me to round out that particular Saturday. And lo and behold, that afternoon, I was driving Leimert Park, and I got a call, and who do I pick up but the lady that connected me to be able to go to see that concert live that night. And when we both realized who we were and who we were talking to and how things put, as we put things out in the universe will give you back what you ask for. And I see this particular lady is on the line. If she wants to unmute and give a little plug about what she does, I more than welcome her. All she has to do is hit **, and she would be able to come on the line. She's a virtual assistant, and that's another entrepreneur job that is, you can work from home or you can work from anywhere because you are your own boss and you work whenever you want to. And I know that there is a lot of entrepreneurs out there that don't have time. They don't necessarily have a brick and mortar. You don't have a brick and mortar. But say, for example, you have excellent skills from what you're doing in corporate America. And I see that she has unmuted her phone. Good morning, my queen. How are you? Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. And the fact that what she did this morning, she also told me as to how things come in the universe. She has a certain ritual that she speaks for 33 seconds. And she sent me that this morning. And I said those, I concentrated on that. And what I was concentrating on this morning was to have a successful Today's Entrepreneur show. So as it worked out, she's on the line. So good morning, my queen. How are you today?
I am doing well, Andrea. How are you?
I am so blessed and highly favored. And I'm still talking about how you and I connected that Saturday afternoon. And this is the world renowned. I am so honored to have this lady on my line. Her name is Linda Morgan. She is the, I'll let you tell what you are, but the fact that I put it out in the universe that morning, and then the universe that afternoon connected me to you, and then the connection just keep happening. It kept happening that whole night to where I was just in awe of where I was at. So Never be scared. Is that right, Linda? Never be scared. Step out on faith. And that's what you've done, my queen. You've stepped out on faith to be an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Every day, it is a joy to do what I do in the space of honoring and celebrating jazz and blues legends. So our connection to the Sweethearts concert for Rainbow Promotion was just amazing, being that you had called me a couple of days before looking for George Frazier, who, yes, I am the virtual assistant for Mr. George Frazier. And so it was just what you put in the universe manifest. And I got
That's also powerful. Also powerful. And I know you're so busy, but the fact that you did follow up, and I want to thank you on the air. Thank you so much for that. I know that you're a woman of your word, but you're so busy. But you, what a way for me to start my day. That just, I'm so thankful that you just don't know how powerful the universe is. So you have to be ready to make sure you can handle what you ask the universe for, because the universe will give it to you, right, my queen?
Absolutely. I'm a living testament of that on so many levels since receiving this information from one of my jazz legends that I've honored. Profound brother who's very positive on Facebook every morning. Shout out to Durf Reckloff, who put it out on Facebook, the information about the 33-second scientific prayer. And trust and believe, I have tested it and put it in action more times than I care to talk about, but I am a firm believer in it. It works. And Andrea, you could post it on your page if you like and have people to test it out and be able to give testimonies. Because I have thousands now since only a couple of months of receiving this information.
Well, I tell you, for you and me both, and I realize now that I was kind of doing the 30-second prayer before I met you, because I try to speak positive anyway. And it's, I don't know if it's a specific word for word, but you say concentrate on 33 seconds on that positive thought. Go ahead, my queen.
That's the complete concentration on a single thought for 33 seconds. Meaning you block out any and everything else, and you're only concentrating on that one thought.
Well, I did that. Matter of fact, I did it on a timer, and sure enough, I'm on short notice, what, maybe 5-10 minutes, I saw that, and I said, oh my gosh, okay, I got to go with plan B. And lo and behold, I saw yours. I text you back, thank you. And then I text you information for my show this morning, and bam, you're on the show. How about that? Wow.
Yeah.
I know that people work from home. There are businesses, opportunities across the country where people can, don't have to necessarily go to a brick and mortar to rent out space. I'd like for you to, if you have the time, there may be somebody that might be very much interested in doing what you do as a virtual assistant. How, just can you share that? Because that's a very popular entrepreneurial business right now. And with you working with Dr. George Frazier, wow. So you are in the right place at the right time, and you showed up and you put your connections, your resources, your talents together, and now you are a virtual assistant. Can you explain that or give the backstory on that, my queen?
Sure. I met George Frazier 2007 when he came to Los Angeles doing Power Networking for his conference that he does every year. If you have not gone to the Power Networking Conference as a Black entrepreneur, you are missing out. We started in Atlanta, then went to Dallas, and now we're in Maryland, in Prince George County, Maryland, in D.C., July the 7th through the 9th this year. It will change your life, which it has changed mine. After meeting him, going to the conference the first 2 years, I decided I was not going to sit on the sidelines and just go to the conference. I wanted to participate. If many of you know George Frazier, you will know that his whole principles and values around serving is one that a lot of people don't get in networking. They always want to ask for something. You must be willing to give before you can ask. And that's what I did. I volunteered the third year that I went, and now after 8 years, I'm on his staff for the conference. I go every year, I participate in helping to make the conference a world-renowned conference that it is today. But as his virtual assistant, I handle his social media on Facebook only. Facebook is my tool of choice. I don't do Instagram or Twitter or any of the other social media. I just do what I do on Facebook. And so he gave me the opportunity to run his social media campaign. I took his friends page from 5,000 to 10,000 in a year's time. And I just do that basically from home. He and I talk and I post and we make comments and we reach out and we're engaging his audience. Not only for Dr. Frazier, but I do it for quite a few other prominent individuals that I've gotten this recognition through George Frazier to handle their social media as well. So a lot of times people are not aware that in order to have an effective social media campaign, you have to have consistent contact with your audience. And so that's what I do. Anywhere that I'm at, from my phone, busy, busy, busy all day.
Well, I am thankful that you do what you do. I'm sure Dr. George Frazier is thankful that you showed up when you did and that you saw that there was an opportunity there and you spoke up and, wow, look where you are. You're working with Dr. George Frazier, the guru king of networking and connecting the dots. It's I thank you for doing what you do in helping him, which he's very sought after. I plan to be at the Power Networking Conference this year, and hopefully after this year, I won't be missing a beat. Hopefully in the future, maybe this year, I'm not really sure. There, I'm going to put it out there. And if it is too late, then I'll target 2018 to possibly be one of the guest speakers or have a workshop or possibly be accepting an award or awards for being a woman in business and a successful woman in business, because I definitely will have a story to tell. And the Power Networking is even been, I look forward to the next time Dr. George Frazier has a version here in Southern California. He is always welcomed and very much sought after wherever he goes. And the fact that he stayed with it and showing us how we can effectively connect the dots, and the fact that you connected the dots to Dr. George Frazier, and now you're using your personal and professional talents effectively for an income for yourself. I'm curious to know, how would someone start their own virtual assistant business?
Now that one is beyond me. thing.
Well, how did you start yours? Let me ask you, how did you start yours?
Mine just started with the power of network. And so by networking with Dr. Frazier allowed the opportunity to happen for me. And all of my other relationships have come through the power of networking. You must understand the power of networking. Relationships are everything, as Dr. Frazier always talks about. And without relationships, you have no business in business, as sometimes he always says. And so my relationship with him has launched several other relationships. So it's not like I had a business plan that said I'm going to be a virtual entrepreneur. It's just through my relationship and networking with him that I've acquired other relationships to be able to support as well. I should probably think about a business plan about it, but I'm so busy in so many other areas. That's just one small aspect of who I am.
So it's basically thinking out of the box, showing up at the right time, knowing that you showed up, and opportunity and preparation. You now do what you do on a regular basis. Wow, that's totally awesome. I had thought about being a virtual assistant maybe about 10 years ago, but I wasn't quite ready. But I see that there is another caller. Thank you for that, Linda. And please stay with us as long as you can, because you may have some other things to share. And this is open mic day. And please call in at 866-510-9025. Hit **, and I will see you. I see that one of my regular today's entrepreneur people that and keep encouraging me each and every week. Matter of fact, he was one of my guests last Monday with his my King Rakeem with Black Trade Lines. Good morning, my King. You have a comment, question, or I want to connect? Good morning.
Good morning, Andrea. Thank you very much. And thank you for having your guest tonight, this morning.
Well,
I have a
question.
She's
immediate. She's definitely immediate and on the spot. My regular guest couldn't come in, and so I didn't mean to interrupt you, but she is just on the spot, and sometimes that's what you have to do. She's helping me with Plan B, and she's helping me make my lemonade today. What's your question, my king?
Very good. We at Black Trade Lines, we work with different startups, different youth groups, and different people from different backgrounds. My question is, if your guest can shed some light or maybe share with us the power of volunteering and what that has done to her life and what that can do to the youth today.
Well, the power of volunteering for me is adding value. As George has taught me over many, many years, you must add value before you start trying to subtract. So, for example, in networking, you must seek out those who you want to meet. But before seeking them out and handing out your hand asking, you must add value to that person. For example, I wanted to meet Michael V. Roberts. Michael V. Roberts is a billionaire brother who owns most of St. Louis, Missouri, and property. He and his brother have built their wealth in real estate. They own, if you Google him, Michael V. Roberts, you will see who he is. So I went to the conference with the attitude that I'm going to add value to him before reaching my hand out. He has a book called Action Has No Season. He spoke about the book that day. The word actionaire is a term that he coined in the book. I am a preservationist in jazz. And what that does for me in jazz is it gives me a keen sense of knowing when a legacy of a jazz artist is not protected. And so my spirit went out to Mr. Roberts at the conference, and I ended up finding out that his word, actionaire, was not protected intellectually. So I went to GoDaddy, purchased the domains for him, which means that I took them out of internet hell, which I call it, and then I presented that to him to let him know that I purchased these domains for you to protect the fact that you just now have spoken here at the conference, and these words, your term had not been protected. Well, fast forward, I now have a business opportunity with him. If you go on Facebook, we have a group called Actionaire. That is a group that is all centered around Michael V. Roberts' book, Actionaire. So that turned into a collaborative partnership just because I added value to him by protecting and his own intellectual property. So you have to be in a sense of adding value, which is volunteering, before you stick out your hand, if that helps.
Wow. Excellent answer.
Thank you.
Excellent answer. Matter of fact, I'm trying to look him up on Facebook and the internet myself.
Oh,
he said
yes.
Actionaire.
So ActionAIRE. And there's a black logo, IOA. We created that last year at the Power Networking Conference, the International Order of Actionaires. And it's just those who put their dreams into action and make them manifest. And so we started this organization last year, which we'll be talking about it more and more in the coming months leading up to the conference. Because as actionaires, we all meet at the Power Networking Conference and continue our action plans on making our dreams a reality.
That is, wow. You said it's, and his name is Michael
V. Roberts. V as in Victor.
Okay.
If you just type in facebook.com/actionaire, you'll find the Facebook page. You can put that into a browser, and it'll come right up.
Wow, he's also on YouTube as well.
Yes.
Great. That's, and the fact that you put it out there, and lo and behold, you're now connected to him. Thank you for sharing that. And that's what we got to do. That's, you just never know when you put things out into the universe, what's going to happen, and how things manifest. So there again, I say, be careful what you ask for, because the universe just may give it to you. And this is open forum today. I don't know if we're going to be going to a commercial break or not, but my engineer this morning, Scotty Reed, who's behind the scenes, he would let me know that there's a work from home business opportunity that he came across. And if he wants to chime in and share that with us.
I'm sorry. I was so caught up in y'all conversation. The time just went by, but we could just inform people that they're listening to Today's Entrepreneur with Andrea James on the Black Talk Radio Network. So that's our station identification break. And also, Andrea, how can they contact you if they would like to place an ad?
For me, they can contact me at Today's, plural, Today's Entrepreneur 1 at gmail.com.
Yes, Andrea.
Or they can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, pull up Today's Entrepreneur, and then there's a section down there where you can put your email address in there and make any comments that you like. Or you can text the word today to area code 323-672-4949. Text the word today to area code 323-672-4949, and you'll be on today's entrepreneur text list. And that's a list that Black Trade Lines helped me develop. And I'm try to use it each and every week, and my list of entrepreneurs is growing more and more. But again, if you want to support, have advertising opportunities that you'd like to share with me as host of Being Today's Entrepreneur, you can connect with me at todaysentrepreneur1@gmail.com. And it's from what I understand, Scotty tells me each week that my numbers are growing more and more, especially in the podcast area, because there are so many entrepreneurs that cannot listen live from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So they listen to the show when they can, which I'm very thankful that the people that are in the know on Monday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time listening to Today's Entrepreneur. This is why I do this platform, is for entrepreneurs such as Miss Linda Morgan, my queen, or my king, Rakim, with Black Trade Lines, and all the other entrepreneurs that are out there. This is a free form today. You can call in to area code 626-510-9025. Hit star star if you have a comment, question, or concern. It's all about you, and I am so excited that I can give information to those entrepreneurs out there, whether you're just starting out or if you've been doing this for a while. And if you have any entrepreneurial subjects that you want to cover this morning, please feel free, as far as giving a free shout out to
Andrea. Are you still there? Okay, it appears Andrea must have gotten disconnected, so we'll wait for her to dial back in, and we'll continue with her comments. But before we went to the ad lib break, she mentioned the transcription business. She mentioned a business that I was looking into. And the way I came to find out, well, I heard of the transcription business before. I've seen commercials on TV. It's been a long, long time ago. But I'll see ads, you know, for that transcription service. And so I had never thought about looking into it. And it is, you are actually your own person. You are a contractor with the companies that send you the business. So how I came to look into it recently is I was reading industry news concerning new media, podcasting, and stuff like that. And this article was saying that if you provide a transcript for your podcast, that it just helps with your search engine rankings, because search engines like a lot of text and what have you. So you will have the audio version, then you will also have the written version, which will be posted. And just for those who need a better visual, like if you go to NPR, National Public Radio, often you will see transcript. Whatever they're saying on the podcast that was a earlier broadcast, they have it written, and that's a transcript. So I was like, wow, okay, but I really don't have a staff to help me do that, and we put out a lot of podcasts. And I had years ago written a technical manual on how to use inexpensive mixers and wire them a certain way for what we do through digital radio. So it picks up audio. It just picks up audio, whatever audio is playing. So I thought, I was like, okay, now I wonder if I use Google Documents, which is found in Google Drive, which you can do the talk to text, where you just talk and it just types out what you say and it doesn't. All. So I said, now I wonder if I play a podcast and then put and use that, will it pick it up? And it actually did pick it up. It actually started. It was picking up everything that was said on the podcast. Now, there were a couple of podcasts where it had background music, and it was kind of hard for Google Drive's documents, talk to text, to pick it up. But the ones that were just, you know, mostly talking, and it was picking them up. Now, it did make some mistakes, but you could easily go back and edit those. And the transcription business, actually, I looked it up, and I was like, okay, how do you get into the business? Like Andrea asked, how do you get into the virtual assistant business? So there are a number of companies out there. Some say you have to buy some equipment. Others, there's software that's also for transcription. But it pays pretty well. I think they charge, some of them, I think, charge like over $20 per minute or $10 per minute is the cheapest, I thought. So that means what? For, let me pull up my calculator right quick, 60 times 10, that would be $600, right, for a one-hour podcast or audio file that they send you. And apparently lawyers do this, people who work in the industries where they take dictation, and so they'll send you that audio file, and then you have to transcribe it. And it pays pretty well. One of the radio podcasting platforms that we distribute, you know, our programs through, as well as our own platform, they have a transcription service that they offer for the podcasts that are published on their platform. But they charge a whole lot more than what the standard industry rate is. So I was like, wow, that's interesting. So I was like, wow. You know, I never really heard anybody on the different entrepreneurial business shows that I've listened to over the years really talk about the transcription business, which you can do right from home. So I just wanted to share that since we're having open lines today, that if anybody's looking for something that they could get into that doesn't take a huge initial investment and you can work from your home while you're doing other stuff. And so, yeah, that's something I would just like to share. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you for that, Scotty. I had too many windows open up and I disconnected myself. But Scotty was took the reins thus far there for a second. So, and sometimes those things happen. But this is open mic this morning because this is another episode of Plan A Don't Work. Put in Plan B and continue to make the best lemonade that you know how. So it's just a pleasure to wake up each and every day and knowing that I have stepped out on faith and that I have a platform now, today's entrepreneur, in helping other entrepreneurs such as Linda Morgan, such as Rakim, and even being there for Scotty Reed, because he's has a platform for us in broadcasting our whatever our subject matter is. And Black Talk Radio Network is the number one black owned independent internet radio show on the internet. Is that right, Scotty? Well, that's definitely saying something.
Yes,
you're the number one independent. Black Talk Radio is the number one?
Yes, number one in terms of platforms that offer digital radio and podcasting. So there are not a whole lot of platforms. There are maybe 10 in the world, but we're the number one black because we're the only one that's black owned. If you're talking about, you know, where there's a platform where there are several different radio stations, several different podcasts. I'm not talking about where it's just, you know, one person's radio program, like Roland Martin's talk show. You know, you look his up, it's only his, and he doesn't post podcasts. So Well, I think he does. But in terms of a platform where the public can come and join and take, you know, use the services and whatnot, we are the number one in independent. And that's in terms of web traffic, visitors to the website, and also what we distribute, you know, through the podcast and a radio stream.
Well, that's something that we need more of nowadays. Platforms, everybody else does it, so we have to do it as well. And the two strong platforms, me, myself, that I'm connected with is Black Talk Radio Network on Monday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And my guest that was scheduled this morning, he wasn't quite ready. So the next time I have him on as a featured guest, he is going to be ready. He is just, his backstory is just going to blow you away. And the fact that I've had the honor of having Linda Morgan talk about and share her platform this morning on being a virtual assistant. Linda, is it possible that you can talk about the other responsibilities that you do for the Long Beach area?
Yes, I can. I volunteer my services with my friends at Rainbow Promotion, who produces the Long Beach Jazz Festival,
woohoo!
the Bayou Festival, and now coming in July, the San Diego Jazz Festival. I have been a part of my friend's team volunteering for, let me say, 13 years now. And so I go in and help in the office and help them to get ready for all of these wonderful shows.
Well, there again, that's your professional background, and I thank you that you do what you do. And you said you volunteer. That's
yes.
You have enough going. You have enough avenues of multiple streams of income that offset your volunteering at Rainbow Promotions.
Yes, I do.
Wow! How awesome.
Yeah. So God bless you. Me anyway. Go ahead.
You're living your dreams.
Absolutely.
Or can I say, are you living your dreams?
I am living my dreams. My passions create opportunities for me that are beyond my wildest dreams.
Well, you are a jewel that I thank you this morning, and this is how this show was supposed to go today, talking about women in business and what we can do with the talents that we have. Say, for example, my experiences in corporate America helped me to where I am now in being organized and thinking outside the box and not being afraid to speak up and putting my talents to work, whether it be on the internet, whether it be on the phone, whether it be face-to-face, and getting the job done instead of saying, oh, my gosh, I wish, I want to, but something's holding me back. Well, in 2013, who was holding me back? I was holding me back. But in the end of 2016, another opportunity came up for me.